Food prices are at an all-time high. With Canada's inflation rate reaching almost 10%, food prices are feeling the effects. Both food and gas prices are to blame for Canada's cost of living increasing at the fastest rate in decades. So how are Montreal consumers handling this? A resident in the Plateau said he's seen prices for milk and eggs increase by about 50% at the grocery store he works at.
I've seen prices have gone up a lot since the beginning of the pandemic. And, when I work in the store, we've seen the prices going up 10, 20% frequently. It's just a constraint on your budget, just one more constraint.
In Quebec, dairy prices just experienced another hike as the Canadian Dairy Commission approved a price increase of 2.5% for milk for the second time this year. This follows an 8% increase in February. Inflation and issues with the supply chain are major drivers for price increases for many commodities, but food in particular.
The shortages of labor, shortages of shipping material, and the delays at the ports have continued to create this bubble of inflation that's been hard to stop. And if something is broken on the way, if your ship isn't coming into the port because it's stuck in Ukraine or there's another problem, that really creates difficulties to create goods. So it interrupts the supply chain, which creates more difficulty and more cost to the end consumer in the end of the day.
80% of Canadians think grocery stores are taking advantage of inflation by raising prices for their own profits. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh said profits would stay the same if prices are being increased to offset inflation. Instead, Singh says that these chains' profits are increasing.
In an inflation, why is it that the wealthy companies get to make more and families have to suffer?
Sylvain Chalet-Bois, the director of the Agri-Food Analytics Lab at Dalhousie University, said the data doesn't support the theory that stores are profiting off of food distribution. But profiteering is occurring in other ways within our food system. Sanctions on Russia have resulted in the price of fertilizer increasing, with a 35% tariff applied to goods coming from the country. But corporations' monopoly over fertilizer and feed prices have also affected farmers. Last January, the National Farmers Union said that members reported fertilizer prices increased from 144% to 220% within a year. 24 agricultural organizations have urged the U.S. Department of Agriculture to make policy changes to free them from what they describe as fertilizer cartels. These organizations say fertilizer corporations have been tying fertilizer prices to commodity prices instead of to natural market pressures. These corporations say global crises, mounting costs, and supply chain issues are the reasons for price increases. But financial statements and skyrocketing profits show different. Corporations having a monopoly over fertilizer is a global issue. Archer Daniels Midland Company, Bunge, Cargill, and Louis Dreyfus control approximately 70% of the world's grain trade. All four companies reported record profits at a time of global food crisis. Just a year ago, crop giant Cargill made their biggest profits in their 156-year history. From this July to last, Canadian food prices rose by an average of 9.9%. Products with the largest price increases Canada-wide is wheat, preserved fruit and fruit preparations, eggs, fresh fruit, and coffee and tea. Those living in rural parts of Montreal are not experiencing the same food prices as those within the city.
Inflation is going up almost 8% a month, but when you look specifically at food, it's up 10% year over year. There's a difference between rural pricing of food versus, urban areas. And that's a little bit of a problem for some of the people because I think the income is different makeup in those two jurisdictions.
Does the rising cost of food affect food security?
Food security has been somewhat compromised. There are more people struggling out there for sure. When the food inflation rate reaches 10%, there are many sticker shockers. So obviously people will recalibrate their budget. They'll actually trade down a lot more. And when they trade down, they tend to make some compromises nutritionally, unfortunately. And that's what we're seeing right now. So we're seeing people going to other places to buy food, like dollar stores. Dollar store sales are up 18% since March. So you can see that really people are just changing address to get their food. And also they're leaving behind some brands to actually buy lower quality brands as well. Part of food security is access, and we're seeing some empty shelves here and there, and that's really due to inflation. Inflation really has disrupted the supply chain. It's not working as well.
In general, the food prices are gone up quite a bit. It's unfortunate that we can't really, the inflation is so rampant that we're having trouble trying to, you know, tame this, and without people going broke or not having enough food on their table.
Food banks are feeling the weight of food shortages and rising food prices. Moisson Montréal, an organization which gathers food donations and basic products and distributes them for free to community organizations on the island of Montreal, is not able to access as much food as they have in the past.
We're hearing from a lot of our regular food donors that they have very little, if any, surplus food right now. They are struggling even to fill their orders from stores from their regular clients. So there's not much extra that they have to spare, because normally what they donate to us is things that they have in surplus in order to reduce food waste. But right now there's just so many shortages in many food categories, and we're seeing that especially in terms of non-perishable foods. The stocks are just really low, and it's not just the problem affecting Moisson Montréal. It's something we're hearing from a lot of other food banks, not just in Quebec, but even across the country.
There are no recent food insecurity statistics available to show the current situation in Montreal. But to demonstrate how food insecurity has been growing during the pandemic, Moisson received more than 500,000 requests for food in 2019. By 2021, this grew to more than 700,000 requests. This is an increase of 25.9%. Berwick says more people are seeking supplies from food banks, but food banks are distributing less.
Last year, we distributed about we distributed 17 million kilos of food, and this was really exceptional quantities for us. So it was a value of nearly $100 million worth of food overall that we distributed. This was the highest that Moisson had ever distributed. When the pandemic hit, there was suddenly a huge wave of first-time food bank users. So the demand just exploded. And as the pandemic sort of the worst of it was behind us, it improved a little bit, but it was nowhere near going back to the pre-pandemic level. So it's still, there's a new high that's been reached in terms of the demand, and it just, we haven't been able to, on the supply side, to catch up to it.
Can we look to an alternative food system instead of our current capitalist-run system?
We need to improve our food availability at home. That is reducing our dependency on the global food supply is crucial to maintain the sustainable futures. As you mentioned, there are so many unknowns. Like a lot of supply chain was disrupted under COVID, and that's what the global food system created. Year-round supply of everything. And that is really deepened our dependency on the transportation systems. And when any disturbance happens, like a big hurricane or typhoon disrupting something, then we'll really see the impact immediately.
Ikeda said it's vital that we change our food system to rely on more local foods, and that we farm foods that are indigenous to the area. So can we expect grocery prices to continue to increase?
The food system right now is struggling, and during the last 2 years, we had, for example, a lot of food shortages. In the store, you would see kind of blank shelves. And people wanted these specific products, and they could no longer get them. And you started to realize that food chain was not impermeable, wasn't impermeable to like disruption. We source our food from all over the world right now, from South America, from Africa, from Mexico. And those supply chains are vulnerable, right? And so it makes sense, definitely, economically in terms of sustainability, to try to bring that closer to home, especially when, you know, we live in the second largest country in the world with so much arable land, to, you know, to not be dependent on those supply chains, because that creates like a vulnerability. And, you know, it's good to be more connected to your food, I think, as well. And, people, I think, are looking at that right now. And I've talked to a lot of people, and they're interested even in growing food, like, on their balcony, right? Their little urban, and having like these little, especially during the pandemic, I think a lot of people got interested in that. So I think that makes a lot of sense. And moving forward, I'd like to see more of that for sure.
If you were to use a baseball game as an analogy to kind of explain what's going on here, we're probably in the seventh inning stretch. So we're not out of the woods yet, but we're starting to see calmer waters. As for Quebec, I think dairy is a significant problem in Quebec. Prices are going up significantly, and they will continue to rise. Dairy products tend to be more expensive. Butter is actually 24% more expensive than last year, as an example. So that's pretty high. And so we're not expecting that to calm down anytime soon. But for other categories, we are expecting things to be somewhat stable, and will continue to be stable. We're expecting to end the year at about 7%.
Have you had difficulties affording groceries or noticed that your regular grocery bill has increased? Let us know in the comments. Thanks for listening to Local 514. To watch the video version of this episode, head over to cutvmontreal.org or follow CUTV on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also subscribe to Local 514 on YouTube. Thanks for listening to Local 514.